Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's May. It's Hope Day. Got it all going on today.
All the stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Everything's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh goodness.
Oh,
sorry.
Go. I got
all right.
No worries.
All of that. Pre-planning got me a little mixed up. I'm good now though. Thank you.
Okay,
Coco.
Awesome. We've got it. We gotta plan stuff. Hey, we're all planned out, everybody.
Actually, I forgot everything we figured out. So
V-Hail's right. Gonna be on don't soon, and don't worry about it. We'll break around 9:20. Okay, perfect.
Got it.
Must everything be on the air, guys?
Eventually, yes, absolutely. Yes. That's what we do. That's our thing. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you text, and feel free to compliment the heck out of us.
I love that.
Haven't been properly. Pummeled into submission or complimented into submission in a while. So, please.
Send your kind words.
Do me.
Oh.
Well.
My 75-year-old dad is a jazz musician and has been a songwriter since his teens. Only time he has seen colors with music is when he was on acid.
Oh, well. That'll do it. If there was ever a time.
Yep.
The speakers have colors, rays of rainbows of colors coming out of them.
I knew you've done LSD. You jump back and forth between having done it and not done it so many times. But
what
it's
are you
clear.
Talking about? I told you I got slipped it once, I'm pretty sure. I was about halfway through a drink at this bar up in New Hampshire. And the guy goes, oh, I put some acid in your drink. I'm like, what? And of course, I was super mad and he couldn't understand why. And then I went up to my room and spent the whole night awake.
Where'd you go?
Up to my room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. My band was playing at a resort in New Hampshire and I went up to the room. Oh, I see. Now I see.
Your rum.
I get it. My room.
Your rum.
Rum.
No,
rum.
You've never
cool.
told
That's
me
cool.
this story in all our years. I am hearing this for the first time.
Told you this.
No. That's
no,
you
the only
haven't.
Time that I ever think I might have taken acid.
And you went up to your room and did what?
I went up to my room and I laid down on the bed and I was freaking out. And I was up all night. It did seem like, I was looking for every sign. Am I tripping? And there were colors in the ceiling.
Oh, there were colors?
Yeah. Ceiling.
Oh, so you're making all this up now.
No. Well, I'm not making up the part about getting slipped a Mickey. Uh-huh. But I left.
We all know the story about Vinny and his accidental.
Yeah,
dosage.
Oh no, we've heard that, and the one that, so Bullwinkles and the
the second
fly,
and third time
him and
accidental.
Billy on the beach, the line by the payphone. We've heard all
right
this.
With the chicken.
So now this is the first time we get to hear Sarah's lying about her accidental dosage of acid.
I don't cool. listen. I
got it.
Listen, it wasn't an accident. The guy slipped it in there on purpose.
What about the second or third time?
I didn't do it any second or third time. I don't. I way too scared. I'm a total. Pee when it comes to that stuff.
I would have been freaked out too, Sarah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. If you were in fact,
and luckily I didn't
duped.
Have to drive anywhere. I went up to my hotel room and I laid down on the bed and like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? Oh, I never wanted to do this. I always thought I wouldn't. I lived.
Vinny, can you please tell Sarah if she's looking for a high drama, superbly acted show? Watch Mayor of Easttown on HBO Max. It's so good. HYGL.
You know what's funny?
No.
This isn't the first person who's told me this. We tried that show. I got half an hour in. I'm like, I don't like this. It's boring the out of me. And, you know, I like Kate Winslet. I just, the bad American accent. Like, we didn't like that show, huh, John? We were.
Oh, is John right there?
Oh, yeah, John's there?
Hey, John.
So funny. Hey, John.
You know what we started? And I think that that's the unfortunate reality of these series. Because they've got 10, 12 episodes, the first episode doesn't get to the action in a way that sucks you in. We were recommended Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
I have. Again, that's one I've watched about an episode and a half of and went, no.
I started it on a recommendation.
Yep.
You know, what's the Cillian Murphy's? About as handsome as a man can be. And, you know, there's some other, I guess there's, you know, first half hour, I'm like, okay, where's the conflict here? Then you, okay, the cop's in here now. All right. It's going to be good against evil, whatever, you know, cops against criminals or whatever. But yeah, I just, after the first episode, I went, I guess I'm going to have to grit my teeth and watch a second one.
And
I haven't yet. That's the problem. We got through the second, I don't want to grit my teeth.
I did the same thing. I'm like, we'll grit our teeth. We'll get through. Midway through the second episode, I'm like, ah, this isn't for me. And it's, you know, I'm a person who's into anything. Give me an Irish accent. Give me an English accent. I'm fully in.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Not that, though.
People are recommending Mayor of Easttown.
All right.
It's called Synthonesia.
Synthonesia. That was the seeing music as
colors. 925 says it's pretty rare. This one says it's called Synthonesia. It's where one sense is perceived as another, where any number may have a taste or a name or a color.
Okay. John, do you ever see colors when you hear music?
No.
That was a no, everyone.
I work temp UPS and my driver pointed to a house and said the address used to be 666, but a new owner went to the city and had it changed to 669.
Oh, 669 is an awesome number. 666, though, that's the devil's number.
You just brought back my memories of an ex. He was diagnosed as a clinical narcissist and bipolar. Months after we broke up, it sure explains a lot about what he put me through, as well as conned me out of my money.
Oh, man. Got you for money, too? That's no good.
Yeah, that is no good. 33 plus years with a narcissistic mother. I'm an introvert with bad anxiety. I was in high school when I realized it and have been working against it since. That's tough. You know, we talk about a relationship that you get yourself into where you're dating, but if it's your ma,
what do you do
about that? You can't break up with your ma.
It is hard. But sometimes you can get tips from someone on how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to recognize the signs that she's manipulating you or doing the crazy making stuff. And
crazy making.
I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
I know. Yeah.
I was married to a narcissist and finally got the nerve to take my kids and leave. It took having panic attacks and losing myself to realize how beaten down I'd been and get out. My advice is to listen to your gut, and if you think this is happening to you, leave. They never change. They have no empathy and will make you feel so crazy. It takes time to heal and get out of your bad habits, but it gets better.
You know, V. Hale has joined us here, and she's very open about her struggles with mental health. And are you a narcissist?
V, you got to turn your speaker off on the screen.
I got her.
I'm sorry, Vinny. Are you giving direction on Zoom? Because I'm all connected, locked and loaded. I was letting the host of the show here finish her sentence.
I'm sorry. I could hear you snorting those lines, okay? I'm sorry. I was trying to help you out.
Hey, party girl.
Listen, coffee isn't enough. It says 8. Oh, wait, it does say 9. All right, fine. I was doing something. Yeah, no, I'm not a narcissist. But it depends on who you ask, because Vinny here might think so. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. But
I actually really like you, even though I must crush you.
Yeah,
I think you're wonderful.
Oh, I already posted a video to Instagram. Will today be the day that I beat you? I did give you credit though.
All right,
scoff.
Yeah, he did pummel you those first two chances that you're at the epic battle royale.
It wasn't pretty. I'll be the first one to say it.
You got some points on the board though the last time. That was good.
Yeah, this I'm keeping score. On my own.
Oh, good. You should keep score on your own because I'm actually notoriously bad at scorekeeping and I lose things. Or, you know.
But after each one, it's a thumbs down because I lost. But
yeah, just put a big L and circle it.
Yeah, I'll just walk around with the L on my forehead.
The finger in my thumb in the shape of an L on my forehead.
Okay, boy, the timing there. Perfect.
Sounded great in my ears.
It sounds like a chorus. Well, you're the man in the middle. All right, so listen, we do have the Epic Battle Royale coming up with V Hale. Maybe you know V Hale because you spend your afternoon with her, your morning and afternoon. She's our midday girl. The What the Hale yesterday was amazing. I forget what it was, but I liked your delivery. I know what it was. The lady who married a bridge.
Oh, it was. Yeah, yeah. There was a poo wall in there. Yeah, it's yeah.
She had a lot of
poo wall.
What the hell is going on
here?
What
the hell? Get it? But I'm bummed.
Get it. So the Epic Battle Royale. We'll do another round of trivia with you and Vinny, and we'll do that right after
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, joined by V. Hale, who's about to take over for the middays. And this is our third Epic Battle Royale, guys. I guess we're going three for five. Is that what we're
nervous?
You should be nervous. You've gotten spanked the last couple times, V.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, and I see Vinny in his square. He's studying. He's studying up a storm there.
I'm not, actually, but I'm ready. I am ready.
Googling, studying. Mm-hmm.
No. I. You know what?
How about everybody keeps their hands visible? There you go. Keep your hands visible while the questions are. Now, here's how it works. I'll read you six questions off of one Trivial Pursuit. These are adult questions from the Family Game. So these are for grown-ups. You guys should be able to get these. The first person to shout out the answer correctly is the winner. If you shout out an answer and it's wrong, the other person gets a chance to steal. You get no more chances on that particular question. Question number one. What did the Portuguese explorers Christian... Oh, sorry. I'm going to start this over. Edit this out in post. What did Portuguese explorers christen O Rio Mar, the River Sea, in the 16th century? What did Portuguese explorers christen O Rio Mar, the River Sea, in the 16th century?
What did they christen it?
They named it O Rio Mar. We know it as something else today. But when they first discovered it in the 16th century, they called it the River Sea, O Rio Mar.
I don't the Indian Ocean.
No.
The Red Sea.
The Amazon River. Okay.
Oh.
So that's nobody gets anything. Lame. Okay. Oof. We're off to a great start. Lame this question. Is epic. Epic Battle Royale.
That was a lot of thinking this early.
How many ways?
That was an intense question.
It was, yeah.
How many ways to leave your lover does Paul Simon actually itemize in his 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover? How many ways to leave does he actually name, even though he says 50?
One.
36.
Five.
Oh.
Still, I'm surprised by that. Why do you say only one? Slip out the back, Jack? That was the only one you could...
Just actually do it.
I don't even know that song. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it, but I can't. I don't know the lyrics. I can't. So I was just guessing.
What does SHS, ruled by the EPA to be harmful in the workplace, stand for? What does SHS, ruled by the EPA to be harmful in the workplace, stand for? Harmful in the workplace. SHS. You're gonna be so mad when you hear what this is because it's gettable. This is gettable. What does SHS, ruled by the EPA to be harmful in the workplace, stand for?
Oh.
Those whiteboard markers. What are those things called? Whiteboard markers.
No.
Did I get it?
Nope.
They're so smelly. Come on.
Yep. They are smelly. I agree. I like them, though. I actually like that smell. I go.
Yeah, of course you do.
Smell that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Secondhand smoke.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I know, right?
We can't even do that anymore.
Got it right. It was ruled.
Oh, man. I used to drive by Brad and just take him in.
You'd get in the elevator with him. It was like smoking a pack of cigarettes all by yourself. Ah.
And then get to the studio, sniff the marker, and then you're ready for the day. I mean,
Boy, I might have to switch to the kid questions on this thing. Here we go. Next question. Well, get one of them,
well,
you guys.
Why don't you proofread the card and pick one that we might have
a
chance
at? Because I don't want to proofread it. I don't want to pull
Rio
de Mar.
What is Portuguese explorers.
Think about the Portuguese explorers and where they settled and discovered things. I mean, they landed in Brazil. That's why they speak Portuguese there. And they, you know, what would the big river be? I thought that one was figure-outable. What ancient Greek was simply known as the philosopher for nearly 1,000 years? What ancient Greek was simply known as the philosopher for nearly 1,000 years?
Oh, God damn it.
You can do this, Vinny. I know you can. Come on, V. Come on, V. Hale. You can think this up. Name any ancient Greek. You'll be so close.
Zeus.
No, it is not the made-up god Zeus.
Does it start with a P?
No, but you're thinking of Plato. It's not him. Think of another one.
I don't got another one. That's the one.
It's Aristotle.
God.
Oh!
It's not even Socrates. I would have yelled out Socrates. But what hormone enables women to have a sense of smell superior to
men? Estrogen.
Estrogen is correct.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Vinny got that one first, V. Hill.
He did.
Yeah, well, it's extra pumping through my veins, and now I'm even more moody.
Well, listen, you couldn't tie it with this question about the Stanley Cup. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying there's a chance.
Whose phone call? I hate these cards. I'm super bummed. I'm going to go for the kid cards tomorrow or whenever we do this next. Whose phone call after the Rangers' 1994 Stanley Cup victory prompted Brian Leetch to ask, was that Dana Carvey? Whose phone call after the Rangers won the 94 Stanley Cup prompted Brian Leetch to ask, was
George
that
Bush.
Dana Carvey? It was not George Bush. Good guess. V's expression right now is priceless.
I don't even have like a... I got nothing.
Vinny, by a score of 1-0, you win.
Is it Bill Clinton?
It's Bill Clinton. It is Bill Clinton. Which
you
actually,
have the biggest hit in the world, V.
He did the impression of Bush. I don't think he did Clinton, did he? But he asked.
But it doesn't matter. It was that time frame and a presidential congratulatory call. That was the only other guest that could have been.
I'm sorry. Are you talking hockey to me? Because we'll be here all day.
I'm talking presidents. Presidents.
Okay, you guys listen.
Well, you got
There's
it wrong.
Nothing left to argue about. Vinny won.
Again.
Just so we're clear, Vinny has won all the games. These are becoming less epic battles. I'm going to the kid cards. I'm going kid cards from now on.
Yeah, you can sit down with your bow. You got one question right.
Yeah, but he got the one you should have gotten right. I mean,
that's the saddest part. I was right behind him.
All
right,
V-Hale, what's you got a good what the hell today?
I actually do, yeah.
All right, stick
if you
around.
Guys, if you got over $500,000, what would you buy with it instantly, your first thought?
I just thought of a super fast car.
You know, I thought of a car too, but I wouldn't buy a car. But that's the first thing I thought of.
What would you buy?
A house. So you guys own those? I don't.
Right. Well, you're working on it.
Invest a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So
someone got
$500,000 and they instantly went and bought some dumb thing. What the hell?
Yeah, and then if I say anything else, but,
right? You don't want to give it away.
No, but it's not practical.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.